Oztober.
Come on, Australia.
A whole month eating solidly from the buffet that is Australian music. Celebrating the songs that made it famous and the artists that made it legendary.
You.
Serving up another plate of Aussie music. The Screaming Jets, Dave Gleeson.
Hi.
The Oztober Lunch.
We are celebrating all things Aussie music during October. This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets and the Angels. And my name is Matty O from British India. It's been a lot of fun, hasn't it, Gleeso?
It has. I'm constantly amazed at the great work that Australian musos, songwriters, artists have done over the last, I guess, 30, 40 years to bring us all this great music, that the soundtrack to our lives, Matty.
Exactly, mate, exactly. And your little black book, the celebrities we've had, the Australian rock royalty that we've had over the last week and a half has been insane.
Oh, thanks, mate. But the classic part of this, the other side of that is, I don't think I'm in one of these people's black books. Because they never call me. I don't know if that's because they haven't got a radio show or because they just don't want to hear from me. But I don't mind digging through and you know, calling in a few favours every now and again.
You're doing a good job. Well, it is the Oztober Lunch. We've got a very special guest. Dave Faulkner's coming in for a chat.
Yeah, mate. I love the Hoodoo Gurus. I reckon I saw him at the at a little club in Newcastle when I was underage, snuck in. And it was because they were like a mod band, you know, so they were like all the Black and White Brigade. And I remember wearing me pointy ripple sole shoes and me stovepipe jeans. And I probably thought I looked unreal, but my Kmart black and white shirt probably gave me away as not really being one of the Penguin Patrol. But yeah, the Hoodoo Gurus have had hits all the way through from the 80s up to the 2000s, and they're still out there touring, so it'll be great to catch up with Dave.
We've got a very special acoustic performance a bit later on in the show too, but right now we've got a song by a man, and all he needs is a ukulele.
Oh, who would believe it? I mean, sometimes things come out, I go, that's never going to work. Some bloke singing along to a ukulele. And what happens? Vance Joy ends up at the MCG as pre-grand final entertainment. And I said, Gleeso, shut your mouth. You do not know what you're talking about. But look, this guy, I was watching a Mark Wahlberg movie the other day, Instant Family, I think it was called. And there's a Vance Joy track on that as well. So that's when you're making the big strides, when you can get onto big budget Hollywood movies and have your song on the soundtrack. So, I mean, one time the Jets had a song on a soundtrack and we thought it couldn't fail. Sadly, the soundtrack was Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, which was possibly one of the worst movies ever made. Mickey Rourke and Don Johnson in it. If you ever get the chance to see it, don't. But as we were saying before, Vance Joy, it's not all about me. It's not all about you, Dave. Yeah. Vance Joy, Riptide, ukulele, turn it up, it's rock.
Oztober. It's the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets and the Angels. And coming up next, Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus is going to join us in the studio. But we're continuing the theme of Newcastle now, aren't we, Gleeso?
Indeed, mate. I remember when my manager from my first band rang up and said, you've got to see this young band called the Innocent Criminals. I just saw at a Spears Point Park, which is a park in Newcastle. They'd played at a band comp. They were 14 years old. And he said, these guys are going somewhere. And lo and behold, a couple of years later, they were Silverchair. They came backstage with their parents to ask us advice.
Whoa. What state were you in?
I think the parents pretty soon learned out they weren't going to be taking any advice off this bunch of ruffians. Yeah. But, you know, many millions of albums later and Daniel Johns is still out there. A little bit weirder than usual, but
he's certainly out there, isn't he?
But he's out there. So well, I think we should go right back to the very start, the one that kicked it off for him all over the world with Tomorrow.
Oztober. This is the Oztober Lunch. We're celebrating all things Australian music with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets and the Angels. My name is Matty O, and in the studio we have Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus.
Yes, indeed. Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus, they were originally known as back in the day. Dave, how you going, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Dave.
1981, you guys formed in little old Sydney town. And for me, growing up in Newcastle with, you know, Angels and AC/DC influences, you were the first taste of kind of indie alternate music.
suddenly that garage sound came into the mainstream.
Yeah, well, the Sunny Boys were there before us, and we were very much, you know, following in their wake. But I guess, yeah, we just sort of drew on a few things that were kind of a bit outside the mainstream at the time, and when we brought it back in our own sort of style, it kind of surprised people a little bit.
For me, the introduction was Mars Needs Guitars, which was just chock full of great hooks and hard-hitting guitars and sounds like that. Was that something that came from those influences? I mean, we do have a rich history of guitar-influenced rock in Australia, eh?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of the bands you talked about before, you know, the mainstream bands, obviously we were hearing that stuff too. But to be honest, when we were, you know, coming to the fore, the music that was like on the charts was a lot of electronic stuff, you know, with the, you know, Human League and, you know, playing guitars was not that fashionable at the time. In fact, it was kind of, you know, you were considered to be so out of date that no one cared about you. It's true, you know. It could be that way again, by the way. You know, guitars aren't selling in the stores, I believe. Everyone's buying turntables or something. But these things go up and down. To me, it's just music anyway, whether you make it, whether it was a computer or on a guitar. It doesn't matter as long as you write a decent song and have something to say.
You parlayed that success into overseas success. It must have been a wild frontier in the 80s to leave Australia and head over to big bad west coast of America, and then obviously you had massive success on college radio over there.
Yeah, it was funny, you know, we didn't really know what we were doing, so we didn't really get too, you know, in awe of the whole thing. We just did it the way we did it everywhere else, just play songs and hope people liked it, and somehow they did, and yeah, we were kind of a bit flavour of the month on the college radio, well, for quite a few months, quite a while. It didn't quite translate through to the you know, mainstream success over there, which was you know, a shame for my bank balance now, but I've done all right, and you know, I'm not at all worried about that. We really had a great time playing over there. We toured there a lot, every album pretty much.
Look, we've talked about the early days, the genesis, but here we are many years later, Dave, and you're still out there on the road rocking all around Australia.
It's true. You know, we did break up for 6 years in the late 90s, and we were serious about, you know, breaking up forever. But some damn songs came along that I wrote that didn't sound right with anyone else. I actually tried rehearsing with other bands, other musicians, should I say, and for some reason it just didn't work. And I knew the songs were good, but it wasn't until I started to get the old crew together again and those songs suddenly sounded right that I knew there was something, you know, important to be done. So we reformed and we've been going ever since. So that was like 2004. So our career now is nearly as long as our career before the breakup.
That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, you get with a bunch of guys, yourself, Brad and Richard, who've kind of been together all that time, and there's just magic, isn't there?
There is. You know, there's a certain chemistry in a group of players. When you work together a lot, you kind of go beyond just your personal thing, and it becomes a group sort of identity, and in a way I'm as much controlled by that. Even though I write the songs, the band kind of selects my songs and makes them work or not. You know, not, I don't mean the people, I mean the actual just us together when we work. That's the band, and there's a sort of a spirit there that I didn't really recognise until after we broke up, that there was something, some sort of magic.
Oztober. It's the Oztober Lunch with Dave Gleeson, and these are the Oztober Files. This is where I ask Dave a series of rock and roll questions, and I have no doubt that he's got a story about them. Gleeso, have you ever missed a gig or narrowly made a gig?
Oh, look, I've missed one gig. I went to the wrong place, actually. I was doing a recording session with a mate in his new studio, and I said to the boys at rehearsal on the Thursday, well, I'll see you at the gig, I'll make my own way there. Anyway, the Friday night came, I was in the studio, carrying on as you do in a new studio, and I said, oh, quick, we better go, we better get to Wollongong. So we drive down to Wollongong, and I run in, I get the guy that I was with to go and get the front door, the back door opened by the bouncers, and we used to play at this venue quite a bit. So the bouncers open the door and he's gone, Dave, what are you doing here? And I went, oh, good one, mate. Yeah, haven't got time to talk. So I ran upstairs and the radiators are on stage. You run past the stage. And I go, oh, geez, I didn't know the radiators were supporting us tonight. So then I run upstairs and guess what? The choir boys are in the main band room. I go, I didn't know we were all playing together. And they go, we're not. I go, well, what do you mean? They go, you're not playing here.
I love the fact you've just rolled up and there's not only the radiators, but it's the choir boys. Like, oh, two huge bands.
What a mad gig this is going to be. Anyway, I ran downstairs and I said to Michael Blagan, mate, we've got to go to the other place. It must be North Wollongong Hotel. So we jump in the car. We drive to North Wollongong Hotel. nothing's going on there. And I'm going, this is when I start to get the cold sweats.
And no mobile phones either back then?
No mobile phones. Our tour manager had one of those ones with the 12-volt battery attached to it.
Yeah.
So I ring him and I'm from a payphone. I get some money for a payphone and I go and ring him. I say, Paul, it's Dave. He goes, Dave, he was English, where the fuck are you, mate?
Yeah.
And I go, where are you? And he goes, what do you mean? I'm at the gig. I go, well, where is the gig? And he goes, it's at Richmond. Where are you? And I go, I'm at Wollongong. How far is Richmond from Wollongong? He goes, don't jerk me around, Dave. And I said, no, it's true, mate. How far is it? I'll just get in the car and go. He goes, it's about 3.5 hours and you're on stage in 15 minutes, all right? So my tail between my legs, I had to go back to Sydney to meet up with the boys. But the worst thing for them was they'd had to walk in across the stage to get there. So the excitement had built when people, like it was a full house.
Yeah.
And people saw them come in. They go, oh, the band's here. It won't be long. And next thing they see is the band all walking off stage with their bags, leaving and getting in the car. The tour manager had a brilliant idea to say that I'd had a car accident. That sent fans into some, you know, especially the female fans, into meltdown. Oh, my God, what's happened to Dave? And I dead set thought I was going to get sacked. I got back to the hotel before they did, and I was just sitting there in the room fully expecting to be sacked. And that was probably, I don't know, 2 years into the band.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's it. This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
And all you got to say is thank God for Google Maps now.
Yeah.
No excuse or you will get sacked.
Yeah, but I still remember I was saying to the boys, I'll see you in Wollongong, and that didn't obviously register with them. They're like, yeah, whatever, I'll see you wherever. And yeah, so.
That's hilarious, man. That is so good.
For better or worse, they kept me.
Oztober. It's the Oztober lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets and the Angels. We've got a very special acoustic song up now.
I found one that was a little bit out of left field, Spiderbait from Briz Vegas. A great three-piece. They came out and they were just so, I don't know, shambolic, a real punk kind of ethic to them. Cram smashing away on the tubs up the back there. And I found Buy Me a Pony. Now, do you know that there's an old saying? It says a rumor is when you hear gossip you like about someone you don't.
Yeah. Right? I haven't heard that, okay. But I like it.
So, and that's when you spread it because you go, oh, I hate that guy. I'm going to spread this around. So there was a guy called Chris Murphy who owned the Screaming Jets' first record label, Ruart, and we had quite a falling out. But in the frenzy to sign Spiderbait, he kind of got in touch with them and they hung out and he promised them the earth. And in the end, they just walked away going, or thinking to themselves, this is the rumor, it's all a legend.
They thought
he sounded a little bit shonky, and I'm pretty sure Buy Me a Pony was kind of a bit of a retort to his offers of what he could promise them and offer them in the Australian or in the world music industry.
That's a cool story, man.
So that's my rumor, and I'm going with it. And as I said, it's all a legend, but a good story is a good story.
We're celebrating all things Aussie music this October, and this is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets and Angels. Another fun show.
Yeah, stick a fork in that one's butt, ladies and gentlemen, but there's plenty more where that came from, and we're going to be joined by the ever-effusive Greedy Smith from Mental As Anything.
Looking forward to this one.
One of the greatest party bands Australia has ever produced, so it'll be great to hear from him. He's always got, he's a lovely bloke, fantastic nature. It's always great to catch up with him on the road, so be great to get him in the studio.
Another good show, Gleeso. Should be fun. Looking forward to seeing you. You're buying the coffees.
All right, no worries.
All right, man.
A skinny latte for me.
It's the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso. Oztober.